Who are the crowd heathens?
Who are the crowd heathens? This category is in fact meta.
Can't wait. Welcome to the Crowd Heathens Podcast. We talk about our favorite games, video game news, just about anything else. My name is Matt, and as always, I'm here with my best friends, Marissa and Sacco. I'd like to remind everybody that there are no stupid questions. I'm going to start us off with a question right now. Marissa.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good.
Oh, okay, good. That was a long pause.
Yeah, I was concerned. Yeah.
I was trying to figure out how to phrase that in the form of a question, and then I realized that I don't know how I would have done that. I was trying to give you an answer, but the answer was already an answer.
Oh, yeah. Why were you trying to give me an answer? Do you want to answer this whole podcast in questions? Does that sound fun?
You know what? I would absolutely love to. I like to be confusing, and I would like to give you the questions to what you have of which is answers.
That actually does perfectly describe a relationship. I have answers, you have questions, and let's do this in reverse, where I give you the answer first and then you have to tell me what my question was, which is, in other words, a little Crowned Heathens version of Jeopardy.
Jeopardy!
Wow. I don't know the Jeopardy. Do.
No, that's the final Jeopardy.
I'm not. That's.
We can't do more than that. That was that. So I have prepared Jeopardy for you two. So I don't know how long this is going to take. So I'm actually really excited to get started.
And
if you join our Discord, we will have uploaded the questions, all the, I made fancy graphics for this. I'm very proud of it. So go ahead and join our Discord. Link is in the description of this podcast. But otherwise, you can also just play along with us and let us know what your final score ended up being. So we do have, I will let you know, we're doing one round and there are six categories and five scores in each category, or five questions or answers in each category that you have to give me the questions to. You must answer in the form of the question. I will not be giving any more warnings other than this. So you have been warned. You will miss out on points. And I have three daily doubles.
Three? Oh, boy.
We also have a final Jeopardy question. So falling far behind, you can make
Marissa
it all up.
Marissa did not fuck around today.
I did not fuck around, and y'all are about to find out.
I'm so pumped. I'm so pumped for this shit.
All right, well, welcome to our version of Jeopardy, and I'm your host today, and our categories are All About Dragons, It's Fantasy But Not Final, This Category is Meta, Guns, Swords, and Weapons, Gotta Catch 'Em All, and What Did You Say?
OMG, I'm pumped. Okay, who goes first?
I'm gonna go say that Matt gets to go first because he won. Did he win our last trivia?
I lost because he gave
up too many.
That's right.
Yeah,
but
so actually,
I should
guess,
go first because I'm the underdog.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, wait. I have a question. Are we doing full Jeopardy rules where he picks the category but we both get to buzz in, or is he picking the category
and
he gets first shot?
Yes, so you both get
to
buzz in, and I will say this is at my discretion. But I'm going to say raise your hand, and the first person I see will go from there. If that's not working, we'll figure something else out.
Sure. All right.
So I'm gonna start them off, I think, with what might be. There's two categories that I think are for me. I'm going to start off with Gotta Catch 'Em All, and we'll say for 400.
Going easy. Starting off nice and slow for Matt.
As soon as the question's read.
Okay.
You can buzz in whenever you want, but
sure.
Yeah, as soon as the question pops up, but actually maybe let's see how that works. Gotta Catch 'Em All for 400, yes?
Yes. These are some fancy graphics.
This Pokemon is likely one of the most famous, known for its ability to follow the player around and refusing to stay in a Pokeball. Matt. That did buzz in first.
Yeah.
Who is Pikachu?
Who is Pikachu is, in fact, the correct answer.
Damn. So you
get 400 points there. Okay.
I'm just gonna clear this category as fast as I can.
All right. What's your next category?
Some fancy graphics going on here.
Thank you.
I'm gonna go Gotta Catch 'Em All for 800.
Gotta Catch 'Em All for 800. All right. This represents that you completed all the developer-made quests in a PlayStation game.
Hold on a second. Wait.
Sacco?
A platinum trophy.
Wait.
Incorrect. That was not formed in a question.
Oh, damn it.
What? My hand is up. What is a platinum trophy?
Matt, that is correct.
I'm upset.
Was it not Pokemon themed? Is it just collecting all of the things?
Well, yeah, so this is the thing about all of these. Yeah, I'm going to be tricking you with some of these.
I would have buzzed into it, but I was tricked. I'm going to go Gotta Catch 'Em All for 1200.
Gotta Catch 'Em All for 1200. All right. This trophy was aptly titled for when you gained all other trophies in Deadpool. Man. Matt.
What is you can sell the game now? How do you phrase that in a question? What is you can sell the game now?
What is okay, you can sell the game now.
Damn it. I'm losing.
You are
I like Jeopardy.
Yes.
I'm a fan of Jeopardy. Enjoying this.
All right. Another 1,200 points for Matt here. Which brings Matt's total to 2,400 and Sacco's to zero.
I'm going to go with Gotta Catch 'Em All for 1,600.
All right, perfect. So, originally, this Pokemon was meant to be included in both Red and Blue, but was excluded at the last minute and could only be caught through distribution events or glitching the game. Sacco.
Who is Mew?
That is correct.
I'm on the board.
You're on the board with 1,600 points. And it is your category.
Let's finish off Gotta Catch 'Em All, please.
For 2,000. All right. Likely one of the most famous glitches in the Pokemon franchise, encountering this Pokemon allowed you to obtain large amounts of the sixth item in your bag. Sacco.
What is a duplication glitch?
That is incorrect. All right, and that is...
I don't have an answer for this.
All right, that is time up. I do have a little bit of a timer going. So, who is Missing No was the Pokemon you encountered in order to activate the duplication glitch.
Damn.
Yes.
Okay.
So you lose 2,000, do you?
Yeah, I do, yeah. 100%.
So actually, you should have lost 800 that one time.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm going to take those points off now.
Okay.
All right, so quick check-in on our scores. We have minus 1,200 for Sacco and 2,400 in the positive for Matt.
Let's go.
It's not going great.
All right. No, it's not. So that goes back to Matt, I believe, because he had the last correct answer. Or is it?
Sacco, I think Sacco just goes again.
Because no one answered it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go. What did you say for 400?
All right. It's a legitimate strategy.
Oh,
Sacco?
I forgot I had to buzz.
What is camping?
What is camping is correct. That was like my favorite one I came up with, by the way.
Let's go. What did you say for 800?
All right. When two letters are added to this phrase, it changes it from a good show of sportsmanship to a way to taunt an opponent. Sacco.
What is good luck? Or GL? What is GL?
Incorrect.
I don't know what we want for me.
All right. Nobody else buzzed in, so that is the that is it. We were looking for what is GG.
GG.
The two letters you add in order to mock a person is easy. Easy.
Oh.
I
didn't know that.
I have a small request. Can we leave the question up a little bit longer? I'm a slow reader.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all good. I don't know if I would have guessed that. But once Sacco was buzzing and then the question went away, and then I was like, I don't remember what it was.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I'll leave it up. All right. Sacco, you get to go again.
I'm going to change it up. Let's go guns, swords, and weapons for 800.
Can't wait.
800. All right.
400, just 800.
Yeah. Fuck it.
This weapon, recently featured in Apex Legends, was originally owned by Angeal Huli in one of Matt's favorite franchises. Matt?
What is the Buster Sword?
That is correct.
Damn.
Matt, I'm over to you.
Gun, sword, and weapons for 400.
All right. It was really bugging you that 400 was taken off. Yeah,
that 400 really getting to me.
Once referred to by Sacco as the Freedom Maker, this gun is devastating to both shooter and those shot when fired too close. Sacco.
What is the pack-a-punched rocket launcher from Black Ops 3? Because it was just automatic.
Yes, we were just looking for a rocket launcher.
I was going to say rocket launcher. I didn't realize it was so specific.
All right, Sacco, it is your choice here.
Gun, swords, and weapons for 12.
This weapon is the signature weapon of the Sangili and is subsequently the best sword in a game with no story. Sacco.
What is the energy sword?
That is correct.
Am I positive yet?
You actually just broke even.
Oh, yeah.
That means I'm winning.
Yes, Matt's still winning. I know it doesn't feel like it because you've answered more questions, but all right. Sacco.
Gun, swords, and weapons for 16.
This weapon appears in every game in its franchise except the original game, in which the main weapon was named the Magical Sword. Matt.
What is the Master Sword?
That is correct. The franchise in question is The Legend of Zelda, for those curious. Matt, your go.
I'm going to go... it's fantasy, but not final. 400.
All right. An abnormally large franchise, Final Fantasy features over 100 spin-off and subsequel games, and this many mainline games. Matt?
What is...
What is what, Matt?
I don't know if it's a trick question or not.
I feel like it's a trick question.
You have like 3 seconds.
You're running out of time here.
18?
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
I'm not going to guess.
Is it a trick question? Can I guess again? What is 16?
You cannot guess again, but yes, that is the correct answer, 16.
I don't know if we were including sequels.
All right, Matt, like you get 13 to pick.
Part two. I'll go with 16. It's fantasy, but not final for 800.
All right.
I should have just guessed 16.
The equivalent of horses, this Final Fantasy specific mount is considered to be the series' mascot. I didn't see who got
Matt first. Got it.
Matt.
What is a chocobo?
What is a chocobo is correct.
Damn it. I fucking love chocobos. Points.
Quick score check in is
Matt buzzed first though.
It is 5,200 to zero. So nice. Sacco needs to pick it up a
classic.
Little bit.
Classic.
Oh, man.
I'll go, right. It's fantasy, but not final for 12.
In this game, your sister and mother are kidnapped and your father killed after an attack on your home village of Oakville, leading you to become the hero of the story. Matt?
What is Fable?
That is correct.
Oh, nice. I thought I was thinking, you're tricky.
It's not tricky, it's fantasy, but not final.
Oh, man.
Not all going game. To be. It is a fantasy game.
I got that because damn of the Gotta Catch 'Em All and the Platinum Trophies.
Yeah.
And I
was like, ooh, yeah. Fuck.
These are tricky. I didn't know if it was I guess on the first Fable because I knew it was the plot of a Fable. I was like, is it one, two, or three?
Damn it.
Noise.
Great guess. All right. Where are you going next?
I'll do It's Fantasy, but not Final for 16.
All right. In a popular fantasy video game, Geralt tracks Ciri, his surrogate daughter, to this man's fortress and is forced to help the man find his missing wife and daughter in between games of Gwent. Matt?
Who is the Bloody Baron?
That is correct. By the way, Sacco, nice. I only went with Matt because he had his hand up and then he was fixing his hat.
I know.
So the score is 8,000.
I put it down because I feel like I didn't have to hold it up the whole time. Like once I was up, I was like, Sacco didn't make a movement. I felt like it was mine.
the game is now 8,000-0. So
I'm not doing
Sacco's
great.
Got some work to do. And Matt, it is your call where we go next.
Let's just clear up the It's Fantasy, but not Final.
Right.
For 2,000.
Do. It's your daily double.
Tricky.
So you can bet, I believe it's a minimum of 2,000 even if you don't have it, but you can bet as much money as you want on this question.
I'll go 4,000. Actually, 4, let's 000? Make it an even 5. How many points do I have
you have 8,
currently?
You have 8,000.
I have 8,000 even?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go 4,000.
4,000. All right.
But Sacco can't answer this. This
I
is
know,
only
this
my
is
question.
Your,
no, it's
only
just you.
So I can read quickly.
In this,
this
mission
is tricky.
In the
I'm
fantasy
very upset.
Game,
I regret so much.
In this mission in the fantasy game Dragon Age Inquisition, you must take on the luxurious halls of the Winter Palace, sneaking around to solve murders while attempting to retain court favor. Subsequently, it is also Marissa's favorite Dragon Inquisition quest.
I know the quest. I don't remember the name, so I'm glad it wasn't.
I don't know the name of it. What is Have Pity on Me? And also We Have Fun with Sarah. Is that her name? Her name's Sarah, right? What's
her
name?
Someone's
Sarah,
name is Sarah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
The correct answer we were looking for is What is Wicked Eyes and Wicked Hearts?
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
All right, Matt, you've lost 4,000 points, but you still have 4,000 points. So that's the
question.
You're still 4,000 points.
I'm going to try and make some money back. So I'm going to go with this category's meta for 400. It's a nice, easy one to keep us going.
All right. Meta for 400. This group of gamers have a Twitch channel and podcast that was inspired by a song by 21 Pilots. Matt?
Who are the crowd heathens?
Who are the crowd heathens?
Who are
the
us?
Is, this category is, in fact, meta.
Can't wait. We're also gonna, let's go for meta for 800.
All right.
Let's fucking go.
This gamer once said the words, I am not my type. Sacco?
Who is Matt?
Yes, we also would have accepted Matt Detto.
Yeah.
Who is Matt Detto?
Who is me?
Let's go meta for 12.
One of the first games we streamed together that used to be on the Xbox Game Pass and involved singing, throwing up, and swimming. Sacco.
What is Sea of Thieves?
Sea of Thieves is correct.
Climb my way back.
All right, the score is 4,400 to 2,000, by the way. And Sacco, it is your call where we go next.
Let's go meta 1,600.
I'm ready. My hand's
a series
itching.
We created because Matt doesn't like to play some games, but Marissa does. Matt?
What is WWMD, or what would Matt do?
Yes, that was actually the full answer. So I would have accepted either of those, but you don't get bonus points for getting the full thing, but like you kind of do in my heart, you know?
Yeah. It's the thought that counts, right? Let's just close off meta for 2000.
All right. A phrase Marissa says at the end of every podcast. Sacco.
What is, we'll catch you in the next one.
Yes, that is correct.
Damn.
Okay. Okay. Let's do guns, swords, and weapons for 2000. Let's close off that category. Oh, shit.
The daily double.
Bet it all.
Oh, shit.
For the record, because I know you guys can't see your scores. So you have 4,000 points right now, and Matt has 6,000.
As it should be.
Let's do 2,500.
2,500 on the line.
I might regret this, but we'll see.
If you do not use this gun, then you will not get cake, you monster.
What is the portal gun?
That is correct. For 2,500.
Bam. What did you say for 1,200, please?
I didn't say anything.
Named after two very good players in Warcraft 2 who created new accounts to prevent players from avoiding fights, this term is also a name for a blue-colored character.
No idea.
I have no idea.
What is a smurf? Smurf account or smurfing?
Interesting.
Gotcha.
Yeah, fun fact, it was named after, they named themselves Smurf and Smurf, like Blue Smurf and Smurfette. That was their new name, so that's why it's called smurfing.
Interesting. Didn't know that.
Interesting. I had no idea that's what that was. That's what that was. Anyways.
Yeah. What did you say for 1600, please?
Like a hidden chocolate treat in late March or early April, this term represents a surprise to be found or unlocked in a game. Matt.
What is an Easter egg?
That is correct.
Hey, Zach, oh, fuck you.
Hey, well, hey. Hey.
That brings your score up to 7,600. 7,600. And Zach was at 6,500. Where we go next?
Ooh.
It's a shame that nobody wants to try the dragon category, but I'm going to go for what did you say, 2000?
We're saving the best for last.
Yeah. I feel like this is what an actual Jeopardy board looks like, though. There's always one category that people are just like, what is it?
Named for the sound it makes, this term means go get them or they're weak. Sacco?
What is cracked?
That is correct.
It's an Apex,
I was thinking
thing.
One hit.
They're one hit.
I was like, that's not a net. That's not a sound.
Dragons.
Before we jump into the dragons, can we just get a quick score check?
Yes, absolutely. So Sacco is sitting at 8,500. Matt is currently sitting in second place at 7,600.
So how much higher than
900?
What's 900 higher than me? Okay. Too many numbers.
Okay, dragons for 4.
Gamers heard these words for the first time on November 11th, 2011, when playing this game. Hey, you're finally awake.
Oh.
Matt?
What is Skyrim?
That is correct.
It would have helped if I ever played Skyrim.
Do you don't know that? Hey, you're finally awake. It's like the biggest meme.
I know.
Literally, like every black screen that just like fades right up. It's like, hey, you. I'm gonna go Dragon's 800.
Despite its name, this video game can be played without fighting a single dragon. Matt,
what is Dragon Age Origins?
That is correct, and yes, I would have not accepted if you hadn't added Origins. So good job.
I'm going to spice it up and say Dragons 2000.
Oh, he's jumping.
Oh,
shit.
Here's your last daily double. So you have 8,800 points, and Sacco has 8,500.
I would like to bet nothing. I want no money.
You can't do that.
I would like to bet $5.
Can you do that?
I think sure,
technically. I'll just do...
Yeah.
All right. This popular video game series features a rebel leader, Skaskia, who is actually a dragon masquerading in human form.
Hey, good job not betting any money on this one, Matt.
This is a really good... I feel like... Sorry, just to get a little meta for a second. Nobody else can see this in this audio podcast. This Daily Double looks like it was maybe your first one or your last one.
You wrote Daily Double on it.
But also, I feel like the font is different. Like, this one seems a slightly higher quality than the other Daily Doubles. Features a rebel leader, Skaskia, who's actually a dragon masquerading in human form. I think... Damn. Have you... I guess it's fucking Japanese.
I can't ask the audience.
Can I phone a friend?
No one asked Alex Trebek, hey, have I played this game?
Have you played this before? Have I played this before? I want to say, like... Oh, how popular is the video game series? Matt. Is it actually a popular one?
It's a popular video game series.
Actually,
I'm gonna go get my water. You think about this.
No. Oh boy. Oh brother. So my first thought is like just for shits and gigs, because I say I'll never play it. Is like Star Wars: The Old Republic. Is that the name of the game?
I'm not helping.
You know the one. But I don't think Star Wars has dragons. I don't think it's a Dragon Age. Marissa, is it Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic?
It is not. Although I do now
Star Wars has dragons, but I was like, maybe they're like an alien race that look like dragons, but they're not really dragons. What was the answer?
What is The Witcher 2, The Assassin of Kings?
Oh.
I never would have got that. I don't even think I would have guessed that.
Okay, Matt.
We'll do All About Dragons for 12. Keep you on your toes.
Yeah, clearly. This game was also an anime and had monsters it liked to name for their eye and scale color.
This game was also an anime.
Just if we guess wrong, we lose that amount, right?
Oh, wait, is it?
Sacco?
Go
is
ahead.
Is it Yu-Gi-Oh? What is Yu-Gi-Oh? Wait, the first one is technically a question. I said, is it Yu-Gi-Oh? That's a question.
I don't think that counts, Psycho.
I'm going to give it to you because you did correct yourself. But yes.
I was going to say Sword Art Online, so I'm glad I did not.
Eyes and scale colors. I was like, what is this? Blue eyes, white dragon.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And the last category, dragons for 1600. This game is based on a different game, which includes something other than dragons and dragons in its title. Matt, you buzzed in.
What is Baldur's Gate?
That is correct.
Oh, damn.
Of course, the game it is based off of is Dungeons and Dragons.
These are good questions. These are very good.
Thank you.
Very, very good. Let's get a quick score recap.
It's going to be close.
All right. So we are currently sitting at Matt has 10,395 points. And Sacco has 9,700 points.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't make a graphic for this, but I did make a graphic saying Final Jeopardy. So we are in Final Jeopardy.
So what's the category?
I forgot. The category is game history.
Game history. Do you want us to text you our wager?
Yes, I would like you to text me your wager because I don't want it to be revealed to each other.
Yeah. How much?
I'm just going to direct message you on Discord if you're cool with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
What? How much am I behind, Matt?
I'm going to send both of your scores into the chat right now.
Oh, okay.
What is video game history? Final answer.
Okay, I set my wager. And then we're going to text you the answers as well, right?
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Like, because we both answer the question.
Yeah. Okay, fair. Yeah.
You're going to text me the answer.
I'll send you a strongly worded email.
All right, do that. See how many points that gets you. All right, our final Jeopardy. This man is credited with creating the first video game in a physics lab and has been asked to both of you during at least two other trivia episodes.
Well, fuck.
So, like, will you, like, write it out and then our answer is revealed later?
Yeah.
Yeah. The anticipation, guys, is great.
I don't...
You get like 30 seconds here, so.
I know, I'm trying to think.
Final answer. It cost me a whole $5.
You're not supposed to tell me.
Spoiler alert.
You're not supposed to tell me who your bet is, Matt.
All right. So we do have both of our answers locked in. So we have.
You go with Sackos first.
I'm gonna go with Sackos first. So betting 4,300 points. Sacco came in with Steve Johnson. So not only is that not formatted as a question, that is incorrect.
Fucking idiot.
What was your answer, Matt?
And Matt,
Steve Johnson,
who wagered $5.
Said, wait. How much did Sacco wager?
4,300.
Oh, 4,300. Okay.
Matt wagered $5 to say, what is, I really cherish our friendship and I'm glad we can do stuff like this. This took a lot of effort and I don't think anyone else could have pulled it off. And I wish I could give you points for that.
There's no pity points for that, Matt.
Hey, that's
but
okay.
I do appreciate your answer. The correct answer we were looking for, which is, who is William Higginbotham?
Sure. I'm sure it is.
Yeah, 100%.
I've heard that name
you
before,
could ask
probably twice.
Next quiz. Still won't know who the dude is. You can ask me in an hour. I won't remember this guy's name.
You can ask me in 5 minutes and I won't remember. What is it? Henry? What was his name?
Higginbotham. I don't know what the first name was.
William Higginbotham.
I genuinely thought it was Henry.
Oh, Bill Higginbotham.
Fucking Bill. It's always a Bill.
All right. So our final score comes in with Matt as the winner with 10,390 points for dollars. And
I'm
Thacker
going straight
coming
to the
in at 5,400. So Matt is our winner of our first ever Jeopardy trivia contest. Good job, guys.
This was
super
honestly
fun.
Great. I like this better than the quizzes.
Oh, yeah. Same.
I thought it was. I don't know how well. Honestly, if you could, like, well, you said you'll post this to our Discord.
Yeah.
Also, let us know how this works in audio format, because, like, I'm having a great time.
Yeah,
but
if you don't see
the board, if it would be as.
But I guess
fun.
They could follow along if Marissa puts the.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will put it in there. If you guys have an interest in us doing this, like, let's say on stream or something, definitely let us know in our Discord.
I think
that would be really cool.
I think that would be great.
I think this could be a really fun format for sure.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that finishes that. What's great to know is next time I can make maybe two sections of it, like a regular Jeopardy game, because I wasn't sure how long it was going to take.
Yeah.
So we definitely could have had a couple more categories, but yeah, I had fun. I had fun writing them, to be honest. It was pretty fun.
Awesome.
I would love to do this again.
All right. Well, let's talk. We actually have.
Listen, the board looks super legit. Like, I'm looking at the board right now. Like, I feel like I'm watching Jeopardy. Like, that's so you found the font and everything. It's fucking perfect.
I did. Yeah, I did.
Moral of the story, you should join our Discord and look at this picture. And then also maybe send us some topics, because I would love to talk about what you want me to talk about. You, the viewer.
Or maybe send us Jeopardy questions.
Yeah. I like... just participate. Let's all have fun together.
Maybe we'll make a... I'll see if I can make a channel that me and Matt can't see and only Marissa can see.
You know what else? Like, I'm also telling you to do that. Or you could not do that. Because you don't have to... Don't let anybody tell you how to live your life, including us. But if you wanted to, it would be appreciated.
I'll be
forever grateful.
I love this so much. All right, so... we actually have time to talk a little bit about what we're currently playing. Matt, why don't you tell me about it?
I'm just really quickly, I'll jump into before that. There was a Pokemon. Who's it and what's it galores? I forgot what they're called now. There was a Pokemon Direct last
Nintendo
Tuesday.
Direct.
Nintendo. Well, there was a Nintendo Direct and they announced a whole bunch of games that they were going to release, like... super indie forward. Like, it wasn't Nintendo's, it was Nintendo's like third party direct. They did that and there was nothing worth noting other than Nintendo's doing a lot of really cool shit with a bunch of indie developers. And then there was the Pokemon Direct on Pokemon Day, so Nintendo just talks about Pokemon games, and there's a lot of cool stuff coming to a lot of their mobile games and side games. But a lot of people were speculating that they were going to do like a Black and White remake, or they were going to do like a Silver and Gold remake. They're doing X and Y. I'm here for it. It's another Legends game. So Arceus style, but different, but also in that same aspect. We really don't have any information on it, but a lot of the games got like, you know, there was like Ruby, Sapphire, and then Emerald. There was like Silver, Gold, Crystal. X and Y never had that. It was just X, Y, and then they were talking about releasing a Z, and it just never got released. So this is kind of like, this is fun. This is cool. It takes place in like Paris, which isn't the real name, but it's Kalos, but it's basically Paris. and this was the first time we saw Sylveon, the Eevee evolution. So I think that them returning to this game, like maybe we'll see some more Eevee love, some Sylveon love. I am super pumped. I fucking love Arceus and Pokemon Legends. So I'm hyped to see some more lore and some... I'm excited to return to this one because like I've never played Black and White. I would have liked to have done that. Like it would have been nice to return to it, but... giving X and Y a little bit more love, I am super, super, super hyped about that. So I can't wait to see more information about that. That's your new segment for the week.
Nice.
So glad you can join us. What I'm currently playing is Spider-Man. The coolest thing about the PlayStation 5 so far is the haptic triggers. It's not really a spoiler. It's like literally the first mission, but you face Sandman in Spider-Man.
Okay.
And you have to, like, when you're doing, after you beat the sand, there's like a crystal that you have to break. And to like pull the triggers, you have to like physically like it feels like you're breaking the crystal in your hand. It is the coolest thing. Every single time I do one of the little side missions and like the triggers just get like... stiffer or less stiff based off of what you're doing. Like, it just amazes me that you can do that. So I absolutely love that. And then when you're swinging too, it kind of like there's different kind of strength you have to put into it. Strength isn't really the right word, but they're haptic triggers, so they're stiffer or smoother based off of what you're trying to do. I think it's such a cool way to make the game feel slightly more immersive.
Right. Yeah, I can see that.
Because it's hard to kind of go from... like, where? What's the next step? You know what I mean? Like, the graphics just can't keep getting better. And, like, when they released the touchpad, I was like, this is stupid. Like, no game is actually using it. But, like, the haptic triggers are actually kind of cool. So, I'm deep into the Spider-Man.
They're in the game, which is nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like a lot of developers are using them because like F1 had them where like your brake pedal and your gas pedal are your triggers. And so they would react to how the car was reacting, which is actually the hardest thing I'm having to get into used to on my actual wheel and pedals, because the pedals have no feedback where the triggers had feedback. So I'm finding it really difficult to find out when the car starts slipping.
Exactly how much, yeah.
Because on the controller, when the car started slipping, the gas pedal got harder to hit.
Yeah.
Like it was just they gave you a feedback, but my pedals don't do that. Like the wheel does, but I my brain isn't understanding that I have to now pay attention to the wheel and not the gas and the brake.
No.
And a friend, and like Call of Duty has it for all their guns. So I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty lately, and like all the guns react differently when you pull their trigger. So like if you have like a light machine gun, it'll like push back on your finger every time the gun shoots. But if you have like an assault rifle, you can just hold down and it just doesn't, like, it's not going to do anything. And they all have like different actuation points.
Yeah.
So like you can pull the trigger a little bit and you won't actually click the gun. Like you don't actually click the trigger, but then once you pull it enough, it'll like actually click. Like, you know, like you can feel it, so like let go.
Ratchet and Clank did something like that where it's like it had every single gun had a half pull feature.
Yeah.
So you could, like, if you only pull it halfway, it would like aim on, like if you had to aim to multiple enemies, you can kind of like heat seek over all of them. Or like for the charge rifles, like you would pull it halfway and it would like start charging it up, and then it wouldn't actually shoot until you pulled it fully. But it's just, they feel cool. Like, yeah. It's I think my favorite feature on like the PlayStation 5 so far, at least.
Yeah.
Which I am absolutely loving it. Makes me want to swing around New York even more.
That's but what about the real goal.
What about you guys? What are y'all playing?
I am mostly just playing Apex. So not much has changed there. I am having a lot of fun though, so that's good.
Yeah. New season. They changed the game a lot.
Like a lot. Like everything
is, yeah, they quite a bit. Definitely
new.
Sacco, how about you?
Usual rotation. I did play, as I mentioned earlier, I've played a little bit of Call of Duty lately. I did play Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel recently because they have a new event that's travel back to 2004, so you have to play with like the original cards only. So there's none of these,
how
like
does that make you feel?
Crazy, like my turn is going to take 16 years, so I'm going to go through my whole deck. Like you just, I'm going to play a monster, and then now you're going to play a monster, and then it's going to be my turn again. Like it's back to the basics.
Riveting.
Riveting. Because it was getting really tiring where, like, you'd play a game of Yu-Gi-Oh! And, like, if the other person goes first, and if you don't have any of the counter cards, they're just like, okay, I summon this, and then I sacrifice this, and then I summon this, and then it's like, then I search my deck for four cards, and then I summon all four cards, and I sacrifice all four cards, and I don't know what the fuck's happening. I don't know what's happening anymore. Like, you've gone through 70 cards. I haven't even gotten my turn yet. And all you did was put three things on the field. Like, I don't know what is happening.
I cycle through my cards. I cycle through my cards.
Yeah.
Cycle through my cards. Stop cycling through your cards and play something.
Yeah. Anyways.
All right. Well, any other final thoughts here, guys?
Don't let your dreams be dreams. Let yourself. Wow,
you've never said that before.
Learn to love yourself.
Zacho?
If you play for your own selfish needs, you'll never win. You have to believe in the heart of the cards and the power of friendship.
Oh, wow.
I take it back. Better, you can let actually. Your dreams be dreams if that was your dream. That can stay in the dream realm.
The dream world. All right. Well, we thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Crowned Heathens podcast. If you want more content from us, go check us out on Twitch. We stream games, twitch.tv/crownedheathens. Generally, we stream Apex. What?
I said whoop.
Oh,
I thought you said oop.
I also thought you said oop.
And then I was like, what did I say? Twitch, I
said, what did I fuck up?
Whoop, whoop.
All right, watch us on Twitch. We stream Apex mostly on Tuesdays, but it might be a different game. So check us out and make sure notifications are turned on so you get a notification when we go live. We also have Discord. You should check out. I'm upset about this. You should check out. Go
certified
follow the link
man.
In the link in the description of this podcast. I can't think
because
Matt is interrupting.
Matt,
me.
Shut up.
All right. We also have a Twitter. We have an Instagram. We have a TikTok. You can follow us at Crown Heathens on all of those. Otherwise, we thank you one more time for listening to this episode, and we will catch you in the next one. Bye, friends.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
I think I hated the last yeah the most.
The last yeah the most?
Yeah.
Oh no, I actually hated that. Yeah, the I hate everything that is happening. I spent so much time making this game, and this is how you both repay me.
It we really gave fun. You nothing but raving reviews and wonderful compliments. The
one
entire
of us
time.
Did.
You know what? Here's my new message for the end of the podcast. Find yourself a friend like Marissa, and you will never be unhappy.
Yeah, sure. Put
you'll
your
never
inspirational
have to
video
do
after the credits.
You'll never have to do anything ever. Because Marissa's a god. Anyway,
that's honestly, not true.
We
I'm
don't deserve
just a
you.
Person who...
It's not true. She's just a person who's better than us.
No, that's not. I'm gonna go. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.